Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ronald McDonald House is among the local charities impacted by the virus crisis. 1010 When Susan Richard recently spoke to the organization's New York chapter CEO Matt Compton.
Ronald McDonald House provides temporary lodging and care for tens of thousands of families while their children battle cancer. How has that basic mission been impacted by the pandemic?
It has really been so challenging for us to conform to all that this pandemic has thrown our way and still continue to do our mission. So the list is quite long as far as how it's affected us.
Are the facilities in the New York area even open at this point?
Several of the houses in the New York area are open. Our program on Long Island has been closed, as well as the one in Westchester and the one, both houses in central New Jersey. And that was part of a global mandate for us to sort of begin not accepting families back in March. Just as the pandemic grew, it made it so difficult to ensure that the families we did have in our houses were safe. So we did make the decision to stop accepting new families back in March, and as a result, our censuses all sort of went down. We are now looking forward to reinstating and bringing families back to the program.
Yes, hopefully soon. What has your organization, though, been doing in the interim to assist these families?
So in the interim, we have really been trying to do our best to provide for families while they're in the hospital, almost in a remote capacity. And we've done that through providing to-go meals and overnight bags and other comforts of home that families can use while they're in the hospital. We've also repurposed part of our program here in New Hyde Park to help healthcare workers. So workers that are unable to return home, workers that have been brought in from other areas of the region and the country that need lodging, we have viewed that as an extension of our program in helping our families by helping those healthcare workers and providing them with spaces to rest and to sleep.
Oh, how wonderful. That's terrific. So healthcare workers have been able to use your facilities. It's amazing how many businesses or nonprofits have had to shift gears and sort of repurpose themselves in that way.
Shifting gears has really been the name of the game for so many nonprofits, but especially for ours.
So when do you anticipate being able to get back to your basic mission and reopen those facilities and get folks back inside?
So we are in the process now of working with our partner hospitals in our region and putting together really intricate plans for how that will work. It's an application process with our global entity, RMHC Global in Chicago. So we're in the process of putting together really not only staffing plans, family plans, but really how we will adapt as an organization to what will be the new normal, right, in the world as we look on bringing back families to this communal living environment. How will we ensure that everyone remains safe?
Can you get specific in any way?
Sure. So, I mean, we're working with our health partners to first see if we can have families screened and families tested for COVID-19. We're obviously putting things in place as it relates to varying degrees of coming back, for lack of a better word. So we would keep our occupancy at 25% and see how that goes, followed by 50%, 75%. Our common areas in our houses will remain closed. We will serve families meals and other sort of creature comforts in their rooms. So we will bring back a limited staff to sort of perform a lot of those functions, and hopefully continue to sort of build the program as we go about coming back. And a lot of those processes, I think you'll begin to see not only in nonprofits, but in other areas of the country and the world, where we will be screening every individual that comes into the building. We will be requiring PPE in all of our programs, again, just with the goal of keeping people safe.
How can the community assist you right now?
So many of our challenges center around mobilizing the community to help us in the ways they always have. You know, with our programs being down, obviously we need financial support. We are unable to fundraise through a lot of the various mediums that we've used for so many years. All of our special events and our golf outings and our galas are unfortunately needing to be postponed or canceled. With our programs down, we also have sort of exhausted a lot of the donations that folks have made. Our pantries are very low. Our refrigerators are very low. So there's so many different ways that folks can help us. They can go to our website. It's www.rnhcnym.org. And there's ways that the community can get involved, at least for right now, from afar.
Matt Campo, a wonderful service you provide. All the best to you. Stay safe.
So grateful. Thanks, Susan.